Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's something many Red Sox fans thought they'd never see. Nomar Garciaparra back with the Red Sox. The 1996 Rookie of the Year, two-time American League batting champ, six-time All-Star, Nomar signed a one-day minor league deal with the Red Sox so he could retire with the Sox. He explained why at Red Sox spring training in Fort Myers, Florida yesterday.
Just the way the city, the fans never embraced me, I always said, you know what? I really, truly always wanted to have that to be the last uniform I ever put on.
It might be hard to imagine Nomar saying those words in the summer of 2004 after he turned down a contract offer from the Sox, spent much of the season injured, and was traded to the Cubs. Red Sox went on to win their first World Series in 86 years that season. For a little perspective on Nomar's return, we're joined this morning by Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy. Dan, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. My pleasure.
In your column today in the Globe, you call yesterday's news conference in Fort Myers truly nauseating. You don't buy what Nomar was saying.
Well, no. I mean, again, it's nice that he's back, and I'm happy for him, but there's this pretense that nothing bad ever happened and that he always felt this way, and it's patently not true, and everybody who was there remembers that.
Do you think they've buried the hatchet or not?
I think they have. I think it's very generous on the part of the Sox ownership after the way he basically ran himself out of town in 04. It's generous of Lucchino and Theo and the owners to take him back and let him have this farewell gift here.
Why do you think they did it?
I think it's good PR for the team. He was loved by the fans. There was a reason to be loved by the fans. The guy played great. He played hard. He interacted very well with fans. All those things are true. And the only fans who really turn on Nomar were the ones who have the memory of 04 when he wouldn't play that game in Yankee Stadium and he wanted out of here in the worst way.
After the trade, he was hampered by injuries, never played a full season, bounced from position to position. How will he be remembered by the fans here in Boston?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, again, you should remember that he hit 372 in the big leagues, which no right-handed hitter had done since DiMaggio, and finished second in MVP, Rookie of the Year, all those things. I mean, a lot of fans choose, and that is the thing to remember. Those are the good things. So it wasn't always good. That doesn't mean there wasn't a lot of good here. But, again, yesterday there was just this complete denial that that anything ever went wrong here, which is just not the case.
All of those things you talked about, by all those measures, he had a good career. Do you think it's a Hall of Fame career, though?
It's close because, I mean, his batting average, I think, is like .313. He's got 14 seasons in the big leagues. Very productive offensive player at his position. Had he kept going after the first 6-7 years at the same pace, no question, Hall of Fame lock. As it plays out, I would say very much a borderline case, and I would think if the voting were held today, I'd say no.
Will his numbers be posted at Fenway Park, do you think, in that spot where retired numbers are posted?
It's a tall order. They have a standard set of rules. They bent those for Johnny Pesky a little bit last year, but Hall of Fame is one of the things required for that, and Nomar would have to get in the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think his number will be retired.
Nomar's future. He's going to work as an analyst for ESPN. As a reporter, do you find that surprising, given how much he clashed with reporters during his career?
Well, I mean, he can be an analyst and be on TV, and he knows the games, no question, but it's somewhat odd that he would choose the field of media, given how much he loathed the media, and there was no secret about that. It was his least favorite part of Major League Baseball, and again, he has the right to do that. It's just odd that as soon as he is out of the game, he goes running to the media, so I hope he's good at it. I have my doubts, but hey, this is America. Get out there and do your best, and you know, he's going to be, a lot of people are going to like to hear what he has to say on TV. Why not?
Well, Nomar is back one way or the other.
He is back.
Dan Shaughnessy, sports writer for the Boston Globe, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Take care, Bob.
Dan Shaughnessy has written many books, including The Curse of the Bambino and Senior Year, A Father, A Son, and High School Baseball.